This ASA educational podcast is brought to you by the United Soybean Board. Herbicide-resistant weeds cost U.S. soybean farmers $2 billion a year, and with how fast resistance is expanding, that figure is likely still climbing. Take Action, an industry-wide weed management program led by the Soy Checkoff, is working to promote effective, long-term weed control solutions for farmers. Now is a critical time for soybean farmers to manage against resistance. Virginia Tech Extension agronomist David Holzhauser explains effective weed management starts with knowing your weeds.
One of our pillars of the Take Actions Against Herbicide-Resistant Weed campaign is Know Your Weeds. And when I say know your weeds, it goes beyond just being able to identify the weed. We need to understand that weed biology. In other words, what's its emergence patterns? Is it emerging throughout the year, or is it just a weed that emerges early in the year or late in the year? The ultimate goal of our weed management strategy is to prevent weed seed production. Therefore, we have to understand how that weed produces seed, what kind of seeds it has. The weed biology is more and more important for us to understand, because the way weeds become resistant is repeated use of herbicides of the same site of action.
Herbicide-resistant weeds cause major yield loss and continue to negatively impact farmers' bottom lines. Holzhauser says the only way to combat this threat is through a diverse set of weed management tactics.
In one word, it's diversity. We need to diversify what we are doing. We need to manage those fields from a long-term standpoint, not just for this year. We need to look at crop rotation. We need to look at tillage, cover crops, different varieties. We need to make sure we're planting in narrow rows and in high enough population. You know, we need to treat the ditches and the field borders, manage our waterways.
Farmers can visit www.takeactiononweeds.com to find weed identification and herbicide classification charts. These materials categorize herbicides by mode and site of action to help farmers choose products from various categories, increasing crop competitiveness, which is key to any weed management plan, according to Holzhauser.
What we want to do is increase competitiveness of our crop. There's several ways of doing this. First and foremost is rotation. You know, continuous soybeans is not the way to go, but even more important, rotating to corn. That not only changes our herbicide program, but it changes our planting dates, or cotton, or peanut, or whatever other crops we're rotating to. We've got other tools in the toolbox that will help us. Planting date, row width, narrow rows compete better. So those are just a few of the ways that we can culturally manage the weed resistance. And those are just as important as managing our herbicides.
For more information on the Take Action program, visit takeactiononweeds.com. This has been an ASA educational podcast presented by the United Soybean Board.